the Mad Money Machine, nominated as Best Business Podcast at podcastawards.com.
So let me tell you my passport story. Now, I know Adam Curry talks a lot about the TSA and all the horror stories he has of getting into the United States. My story, though, is just simply renewing my passport. Now, my wife and I are celebrating our 15-year wedding anniversary this coming spring. And so I wanted to make sure my passport was up to date. And wouldn't you know, I look in the safe and it is expired. So I thought, well, I've got plenty of time. I'll send this bad boy in and get it renewed. Went out to the web, the source of all great information, to figure out how to fill out an application. And sure enough, there's a website out there that makes it easy for you to fill out the passport application. You go online, you type in all of your data, and it creates an Adobe PDF file for you that you can download and print. And I printed it. I enclosed my old passport like I was supposed to. And I had also gone to Walmart to get my picture made. $10 for two sets of pictures to go in my passport. Stapled it on the application, enclosed the passport, enclosed the extra picture, enclosed the application, folded in three parts. I addressed the envelope to Philadelphia properly, put my 39-cent stamp plus another 2-cent stamp on the envelope, mailed it off. Later that day, I looked and I saw that the mailman had just picked up our mail. And at that moment, I looked down on my desk and there lays the check for $67. Oh, brother, now what is going to happen? Because I've sent off my passport now, but there's no check in it. So I say, well, you know what? I still have in my Adobe Reader that application, so I'm going to print out another one of those applications, and I'll enclose the check, and I'll hurry out. I printed it out. I enclosed the check in an envelope, mailed to Philadelphia. The mailman took it. Well, about a week later, I get a call from a lady. She says, "We have received your application and check, but we do not have your passport and pictures." And I said, well, and I explained the whole story, mailed it without the check, then I mailed the check. And she said, well, we don't have any record of your passport, and so I'll give you my address. I'm in New Hampshire, and you mail me a new set of pictures and an application, and then I'll take care of it. I said, well, all right. So I'll go to Walmart again. I get another set of pictures made. Fortunately, I did use this Adobe PDF file, and I saved it. So I had to just simply print out the application again. And so I put my new pictures in. I put my application in the envelope, mailed it off to New Hampshire. Then, just a couple days after Christmas, I get a thing in the mail, and it's my passport. My old passport comes back to me in the mail with the old pictures stapled to the old application, the first application I filled out, and says, "You did not include a check with your passport." And so I let that set a couple of days. Today, then, I sat down. It was on my to-do list, complete the passport. So I print out another application. I think, what are we up to now, though? The fourth one. It's the fourth one I've printed out. I enclose the old passport. The old pictures are already there, so I enclose those. I write out a check for $67. I make sure that I put into the envelope the form, the passport, the pictures, the check, my signed form. I make sure that I have proper postage on it. I make sure it's mailed to Philadelphia. I run out to the mailbox, lift the flag up, and it is on its merry way as of today. When we're about to leave to go to the movie, I see that the mailman had come by. The flag has been dropped down. I open the mailbox. There is an envelope from the U.S. government. I open it up, and inside it is my new passport. Oh, can you believe that the mailman removed from my mailbox the application for my passport at the same time, exactly the same time that he was putting into my mailbox my brand new passport? Oh, man, if I didn't have a to-do list to keep me so organized and efficient, and if I just waited one more day to fill out that application. Now what's going to happen, though? what is going to happen now? Am I going to get another passport? Are they going to revoke this old passport? Are they going to send me a new passport? How many checks are out there, by the way? How many checks have I written now for this passport? Are they going to get cashed? This just in, after having recorded that segment yesterday, I just now went out to the mailbox, and wouldn't you know, I find in the mailbox returned to me the application that I mailed yesterday for additional postage. It says returned for 35 cent additional postage and surcharge on letters non-standard thickness and size. So lucky me, I didn't put enough postage on my duplicate passport application. I think that everything is all right now.